Jaylen Brown is joining the Boston Celtics roster. The Celts used their third overall pick in the NBA draft last night to take the California forward and Pac-12 freshman of the year. The Celtics drafted five other players as well and traded for a future first-round pick. We're joined this morning by Kyle Draper, the pre- and post-game host for the Boston Celtics for Comcast Sportsnet New England, to talk about the Celtics' moves. Good morning, Kyle, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me on today.
Kyle, tell us about Jaylen Brown. What kind of player is he, and how do you think he's going to impact the Celtics?
Well, he's a super athletic player, you know, a 6'7 guy, a really strong guy, solid defender, high basketball IQ, can finish well around the rim. And I think, you know, one of the things we heard from Danny Ainge and Wick Grosbeck last night is that this guy is ready to come in and play immediately. And I think that was maybe the biggest selling point for the Celtics. They're looking for somebody that can contribute. They're trying to compete for a title now and not 3 or 4 years from now. And so Jaylen Brown, they had really high on their draft board. I know that. They brought him in for a couple of workouts. And so the only knock on him is his shooting, shot below 30%. From three-point line in college last year, his freshman year at Cal. But when you talk about a physically gifted player, a strong player, a high basketball IQ kind of guy, Jaylen Brown's that guy.
So the Celtics obviously think that he'll grow in talent. He's only 19 years old, but they must have high hopes for him.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the things that they mentioned last night is that, you know, in today's NBA, you need a guy that can defend multiple positions, and they think this Jaylen Brown can do that.
The Celtics had a lot of picks last night. They chose five other players. Is there someone on that list that you're pretty high on?
Yeah, you know, I got to look at some of their second-round picks, actually. You know, the two other first-round picks probably won't play for the team this year, but the two second-round picks, Demetrius Jackson out of Notre Dame, he's a point guard, kind of a feisty guard, a truly tough competitor. And then another player that some of your listeners might be familiar with, Ben Bentel, who played at Providence. They got him in the 50 range, and I think, you know, a lot of people had him higher on their board. This guy is a physical freak. He's an athlete. He can shoot the ball. He can jump out the gym. And so I think, you know, he might be the steal of the draft for the Celtics. They have high hopes for him also. They expect him to come in and compete for a roster spot.
You mentioned the Celtics' goal of trying to get to a championship fast. Do you think that what they did last night with all these picks will bring them that?
No, I don't think so, and that's probably what's disappointing to fans. We were hoping for fireworks. We were hoping for some tangible evidence that this team got truly better, and I think that's why a lot of people wanted them to make a trade to bring in a guy like Jimmy Butler from Chicago. With that being said, now this puts the pressure on the Celtics to go out there and get something done next week once free agency begins. And so you still hear about all the rumors that they're going to target Kevin Durant and some of these other players. I think, you know, while some fans might be disappointed now, this could all change next week if they land a big fish in free agency.
Kyle Draper, pre- and post-game host for the Boston Celtics for Comcast Sportsnet New England. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, Bob. Thanks for having me now.